In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So tomorrow morning, we're going to finish up our annual Sunday school program. Our children have spent a whole year and more attending Sunday school and children's chapel combined into a single hour online every Sunday at 9 a.m. Our youth group has also been meeting online on Sunday evenings. And attendance at both Sunday school and youth group has actually gone up since the last time they met in person. Our adults this week also finished up a Wednesday night Bible study of the Book of Ruth, which was also online. Gathering online has some small advantages. The commute is very short, and you can bring your breakfast with you. Sometimes people attend in their pajamas. But it's also a challenging way to try to build community and to engage in learning. And so I'm tremendously proud of how St. Thomas has met this pandemic and its restrictions head on, making the necessary compromises and adaptations so that we could continue to pursue formation and life together with whatever ways were available to us. Barbara, Gretchen, Barbara, Kathy, Joanne, Daniel, Cole, Jonathan, and others have done amazing things in this past year and a half, as have many more of you who chose to participate in what was offered, or perhaps helped our children to participate. Now, in our gospel reading today, Jesus talks about the work of the kingdom of God by using two different parables about seeds. And these parables remind me very much of our formation efforts here at St. Thomas. Formation means making change. And human beings, human hearts, these require time and space and safety in order to change. Quick, violent changes can be destructive, or at least disorienting and challenging and difficult. That's like the experience of surgery and the long process of healing and rehabilitation and finding a new normal, a new balance in our bodies. But the kingdom of God, says Jesus, is not like surgery. Instead, he says, it's like seed that a sower casts upon the ground. And God is at work in that seed day and night, while the farmer just waits, doing other things, until that seed on its own seems to sprout and grow and mature and finally be ready for the harvest. This is the work of formation. We cast seeds upon the soil of all of our hearts, and then we go about our business while we wait for God to nurture and develop those seeds at the right time into something new and nourishing. Our other scriptures this evening point to that same hidden, inner, secret work. In our first reading, Samuel is listening to God as God calls him to anoint a new king for Israel. And as he gets to Bethlehem and he starts to meet Jesse's sons, he sees the first one and he says, oh, what a nice looking guy. That must be the new king. And God warns Samuel, don't look at just the outward appearance. God has someone else in mind, chosen for the nature of his heart. In our psalm, we read together that some put their trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will call upon the name of the Lord our God. In other words, the people of God don't rely on visible symbols of security, symbols of violent strength chosen by our neighbors. Instead, we rest in confidence that our invisible God holds us in God's hands. In the epistle reading, Paul said that we walk by faith and not by sight. And finally, coming back to the gospel, Jesus talks about how the mustard seed, that which was considered the smallest of all garden seeds, has hidden inside it the potential for a plant so big and so strong that even birds can land on it and find rest in its branches. So we get to measure who we are as church, not by the visible signs of success, right? Not by our prominence in our community or how big and grand our buildings are. But instead, we measure our success by the seeds that we're planting, the ways that we are hiding God's potential in the hearts and minds of each person that we encounter. And the great thing about planting seeds is that they're so tiny. They're simple, they're lightweight, and yet they contain an astonishing potential inside. The seeds that we plant will be grown by God into things that are huge and impactful and world-changing, often in ways that our imaginations are too small even to comprehend. Because it is God who gives the growth, that growth will be out of all proportion with either the seed that was planted or the effort that went into planting it. In the end, it's important to remember those seeds aren't just little bits of information. They aren't just Bible verses and creeds and catechisms. Now, Bible verses, creeds, and catechisms, they're helpful, but they're just the protective shells that encode and carry within them a tremendous payload of the love of God. A love which we experience, first of all, in relationships with one another here in our parish. Formation is concerned with conveying information, but at its heart, formation is about the relationships that we have with one another and through one another with God. So thank you to everyone who participated in our formation programming this past year, whether children or adults, students or teachers, because we all learned, we all were formed, even as we each brought our own special gifts of asking questions or answering questions or just wondering together about unknowable things. Because St. Thomas is a church, not a chapel, our work of formation continues even this summer with events for children and for adults as we look forward to resuming more consistent weekly programming in the fall. But in the meantime, here in the great green growing season of summertime, even as we rest and go about our other business, God is still at work, growing the seeds that have already been planted in us and creating amazing new growth, new places within us for that spiritual dove, the Holy Spirit, to perch as she leads each of us ever deeper into eternal life. Amen.